Module 9. Shopping. The best present for Mom. It was December, and Sue's friends were talking about Christmas. They talked about the presents they wanted and about the presents they were going to buy. Sue thought about the presents she was going to buy for her family. Her dad was easy to buy for. He loved history books and detective stories. She could look at the books he had and buy something similar. She would have to ask her mom what she was going to buy for him, just so they didn't get the same one. Her younger brother was also easy to buy for. He loved sweets. All she needed to do was buy him lots of sweets. Of course, that would make Mom angry, but people always eat sweets at Christmas. Sue's problem was what to buy her mom. Her mom didn't read many books. She loved gardening, but she already had all the tools she needed for the garden. Also, she liked to choose her plants and seeds herself. Sue could buy her a book with pictures of a beautiful gardens in it. But her mom liked to be in her own garden, not looking at pictures in books. Sue spent a lot of time looking for a present for her mom, but nothing was perfect. Mom always said that the best presents were the ones that you put time and effort into. Suddenly, Sue had an idea. Why not knit a scarf for Mom? That way, she could wear it to keep warm when she was in the garden on cold days. She'd love it. So Sue bought some pink and orange wool. They were Mom's favorite colors because they reminded her of the flowers she liked. Sue spent many hours knitting when her mom was not around. She wanted it to be a surprise. She finished the scarf just in time. When Mom opened the present on Christmas morning, she was very grateful. She knew that Sue had spent a long time knitting the scarf. She took Sue in her arms and gave her a big kiss.
A shopper who never buys. My friend Beth loves to go shopping. Lots of people are like that. What is different about Beth is that she never seems to buy anything. I've stopped going shopping with her. It's embarrassing. This is the sort of thing that happens. Can I help you?
I'm starting a new job. I need a new suit. I want to look efficient and smart.
You have come to the right place. We have lots of suits. What about this nice yellow one? Summer's coming.
No, I need a suit that I can wear year after year. Yellow is fashionable this year, but next year...
You're right. What about this blue one?
It's a very pretty colour, but isn't the skirt too short? That isn't very businesslike.
You're right. What about this grey one? The skirt isn't too short and great smart enough for work.
But it's boring. It will make me look boring.
You could wear a bright fashionable blouse under it. Maybe yellow?
Okay, I'll try it on. With that yellow blouse over there.
That looks lovely. It is very smart, very businesslike.
I'm not sure. I don't think these shoes go with it. I don't think I have any shoes that go with it. I think I will just keep wearing my old suit.
What about a new blouse for it?
No, I think I'll just wear my old ones. Seeing all of these makes me realize how nice my old clothes are.
Amy's present. Hi, Tom. Are you going to Amy's birthday party?
Yes. Have you bought her a present yet? I don't know what to buy her.
No, I haven't bought a present yet. I'm in town now, looking for something good.
I thought I'd buy a book, but she doesn't often read books, does she?
No, she never reads unless she has to.
What about music? The new Arctic Monkeys CD?
Good idea, but John is already getting that.
What else is she getting?
Roger and Lou are getting her some CDs, and I think Kathy is too. Tony's away, so he's not going to the party.
Maybe not CDs then, or that is all she will have.
I know she really wants to spend a day at a new spa, but it's too expensive for me. Not too expensive for her parents though, I'm sure.
Is there anything else that's not too expensive that we could get her? No makeup or anything too childish.
Is a bag too girly?
I'm not sure, but it saves me a trip into town before the party. Okay, that'll do.
Okay, I'll buy it and wrap it then. You owe me a favour. See you there.